It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Good morning and you're welcome to The Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. This is that time of the day where we gather for our devotions. So if you are still on your bed, that means you are doing the wrong thing right now. It is time for us to gather and hear what God has to tell us this morning. If this is your first time of joining us, I'd like to specially welcome you, because right here on this show, this is where we get to sit together and listen to everything God has to tell us. So if you are here and you have loads of questions that are running through your mind, you are heavy laden and you are burdened, I want to assure you that right here on this show, God has something to tell you, something that fits into your situation. Even if it's not at that particular moment, God has new words for us every single day. And that is why we always come back for more. If you're a frequent on the show, you know what time it is. It is time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for our Open Heaven Hour. So I want you to spread the word, share the link, tell your friends and family that it is time for our devotion. As many that you know that are not too frequent with their devotion life, I want you to share this with them and let them be partakers of today's blessing. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, you are welcome. Today is the third day in the month of October 2024. It's a beautiful Thursday and we'll be looking at a new topic that says Very Easy Prayers Part 2. Yesterday we looked at Very Easy Prayer Part 1. Very Easy Prayers Part 1. We'll be looking at the Part 2 today, Very Easy Prayers Part 2. Our hymn today is taken from Hymn 17. Praise my soul, the King of Heaven. Praise my soul, the King of Heaven. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Matthew chapter 7 to chapter 9. Matthew from chapter 7 to chapter 9. Our memory verse today is taken from 2 Samuel chapter 7 verse 22. 2 Samuel chapter 7 verse 22, which says, Wherefore thou art great, O Lord God, for there is none like thee. Neither is there any God besides thee, according to all that we have heard with our ears. Once again, our memory verse is taken from 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 22. Wherefore thou art great, O Lord God, for there is none like thee, neither is there any God beside thee, according to all that we have heard with our ears. Our Bible reading today is taken from Psalm 100 from verse 1 to 5. Psalm 100 from verse 1 to 5. Are you with your Bibles? Psalm 100 from verse 1 to 5. From verse 1 it says, Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gate with thanksgiving, and into His court with praises. Be thankful to Him, and bless His name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endures to all generation. Unto You, immortal, invisible Lord, we want to say thank You, for there is none like You in all the earth. If you are a witness of this statement, I want you to also say that with me. Lord, we are grateful, for there is none like You in all the earth. Let's go into the word for today. Once again, our topic today says Very Easy Prayers Part 2. The manual says, yesterday I thought about praise and worship being in the category of very easy prayers, and the fact that even little children can praise God. Today I will discuss God's reaction to very easy prayers. The first thing you must know about this category of prayers is that God is looking for people that pray this way. Students seek knowledge. Politicians seek power. Businessmen seek profit. But God seeks worshippers. He is constantly searching for people that will worship Him in spirit and in truth, like we can see in John chapter 4, verse 24. When we find such people, He is so happy. When He finds such people, He is so happy that He gives them blessings and miracles that they did not even ask for, like we see in Psalm 67, verse 5 to 6. Psalm 67 from verse 5 to 6. Let the people praise Thee, O God. Let all the people praise Thee. Then shall the earth yield our increase, and God, even our God, shall bless us. When we had just begun to hold the Holy Ghost service at the Redemption City, I was fasting and praying towards the program. One day, when God said, don't pray, just praise Me, I did that, and the way He responded amazed me. On the first night of the Holy Ghost service, He healed 14,000 people. We were few then, so that was almost everyone in attendance. After the program, I was in my prayer room, thanking Him because I have not seen such before. Then He told me to praise Him more and that He would do more the next day. I did not understand what He was saying because almost everyone had been healed on the first day. What I did not know that the people who had gotten their healing went to tell their friends, and more people came the following day. On that day, 16,000 people were healed. 16,000 people were healed. I became frightened. Imagine having a congregation of 15,000 people, and by the next day, it had grown to 30,000. Praising and worshiping God causes Him to do frightening miracles. A few years ago, during a wedding ceremony in a parish of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, the groom suddenly fell and died while signing the marriage registry. All the pastors gathered and prayed all the prayers they knew, yet the young man's corpse grew colder. Then someone said that they should all stop praying and just praise God. Not long after they started doing that, the groom rose from the dead. Beloved, the easiest route to getting God to pay attention to you is through praise and worship. Do it continuously. Today's Open Heaven comes with an action point that says, just like you did yesterday, spend the rest of today praising God. Don't ask Him for anything. Just praise Him all day long. If I were you, if you don't have anything to say, or you feel that you are short of words, you can pick beautiful songs from the bottom of your heart and sing to the Most High God. Let Him know
how invested you are in worshiping Him. Father, we want to say thank you for a beautiful day today. Please put in our hearts the words of praises, put in us the melody of worship. Thank you, Father, for answering, for in Jesus' name we've prayed. Thank you for joining us today, and if today has been a blessing to you, you can also be a blessing to somebody. And how can you do that? You can do that by sharing. You can share the Open Heaven devotionals by visiting our website on www.praisewallaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to or send to somebody. The link will pop up above. You can play to listen again, and you can copy the link to share with somebody today. You can also listen to us live every morning, 7 a.m. GMT, 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station. Still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. We are also available on Play Store and Apple Store for download. So you can download to listen to the Open Heaven Hour as well as other amazing and exciting shows throughout the day. Thank you for staying tuned, but do not touch that dial, because after this show, we have an important announcement for you. Thank you for joining us. Till you hear my voice again, till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Have a beautiful day. You can see you. This far, and who showed the moon where to hide till evening? Are you sick, frustrated, lost, broken, or even feeling alone? Is the weight of your pain holding you down that you find it so difficult to hope? I have come with a good news this morning for you today, and it's that Jesus cares, Jesus loves, and Jesus saves. He is waiting at the corner of your heart to be let in. He is there to heal you, just only if you can open the doors of your heart to Him. If you are ready for a brand new beginning right now, I want you to say after me, Lord Jesus, I confess that you are the Son of God. I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. I give you my past for a brand new future in you. Thank you, because I know you have heard me. In Jesus' name I pray. I want to welcome you right now to the family of Christ. God bless you.